What's going on?
Boy, kind of a delight to see prices falling as much as they are. Certainly, this wasn't expected as quick of a decline, but a little word of caution here. You noted that Lansing is the cheapest area. It is the only area of Michigan under $3. Stations are losing money, so it may not last. We may see prices go back to $3.30 or $3.40. Certainly not what we saw this spring, but when wholesale prices begin to fall significantly, a lot of the time that happens, and it encourages competition, and that's what we're seeing is a little bit of a price war broke out here, and now everybody's stuck at that $2.98 price, and of course Sam's Club, well, you have to pay for a membership, so they're just a little bit lower, but certainly very welcome to see that $2 sign back out.
All right. We saw earlier, I wouldn't say it was more than a month and a half ago, St. John's had this huge price war. And now here's Lansing. Love the prices, Patrick, but how can businesses afford to do this if they're losing money?
Well, you know, that's a great question. They're not losing as much money this time around as they were last time because wholesale prices have declined quite a bit. But they're really relying on getting people inside the store to buy something else. A lot of folks aren't doing that, but stations, it'll all even out, and either they will lose money for the year or will make money. And I think that many stations have done relatively well for this year in terms of margins. So at the end of the year, they still may come out slightly ahead, but we'll just have to see how long they hold on to these low prices. Like I said, we may see prices bump back up here to maybe $3.30 to $3.45 a gallon.
All right, what's caused this great price that we're experiencing here in Michigan?
I think a lot of it, along with the falling wholesale prices, like we said, is a price war between a couple stations. When you see a dramatic decline in wholesale price, some stations are quicker to pass that price savings along. So one station may have dropped their price by 5 cents, and the station across the street may have dropped their price then by 7 cents. And they continue to go back and forth, and that spurs competition. And other areas surrounding those stations that are doing a price war don't want to lose out on sales, so they drop their price too. And then you have a whole area that sees a really low price, and that's what we're seeing right now.
All right, the price of crude has dipped under $80 a barrel. What happened there?
In the last week, we've seen oil prices drop again substantially. Same thing with gasoline futures that are traded very similar to that of oil. Gasoline futures are now about 50 cents lower than where they were just a month or two ago, and so we're seeing the lower price. The concern, the reason why we're seeing the lower price is because now we're very fearful of a double-dip recession. Just in the last week, gold prices also dropping dramatically. It's setting up the stage for some very fearful investors that we're just worried about the economy tanking and what that would do to oil demand is make it drop, and that's why speculators are getting out of the market.
All right, I want you to put on your soothsayer hat. What can we expect this fourth quarter as far as gas prices?
I think what we're seeing now is delightful and is how much I love it. I think prices will be a little bit higher, like the Lansing average today is coming in at $3.31. I think the Lansing average will remain between about $3.25 and $3.50 a gallon for much of the rest of the year. And if it's lower than that, that'd be great. I would love it. But I just can't see these low prices holding on too much more because, like I said, stations are losing money. So $3.25 to $3.50 for the next couple weeks.
Patrick, have the refineries switched over to the winter blend of gasoline?
That's correct. That occurred September 15th. That's the date when the EPA pollution laws are relaxed for the winter months. So we are seeing winter gas now being pumped.
All right. And if folks want to know where the cheapest gas prices are in the mid-Michigan area, there's an app for that, isn't there, Patrick?
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, I was driving through Lansing yesterday on the way to the Tigers game, and unfortunately for me, all the stations near the highways were $3.29, and that's what I filled up for. But hey, that's better than prices here in West Michigan that are still in the $3.40s. But yeah, use that app, and it's great. You know, I was able to use a map and find out where the cheapest gas was along my route, like I said, unfortunately for me, it would have been out of my way to get gas at that price. But that's right. iPhone, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, and Android devices. We have a free app for that. Find out where gas is cheapest near you.
All right. GasBuddy.com, LansingGasPrices.com. He is Patrick DeHaan. Thanks so much, buddy.
You bet. Take care, Tony.